In the summer of 2017, my best friend founded one of the hottest startups in the world.
Went from working construction, hating my life, to just making $9,000, $10,000, $12,000, and just living like a maniac.
His company instantly became a massive success. He was the poster child of an emerging market. Even the New York Times profiled his company. But here's the thing about my best friend, Ray.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Ray had this crazy ability to find a loophole and turn it into millions.
He's like, this market's so untapped. We should definitely jump on this.
Anytime I see flaws in something like this, I have to exploit it. I cannot help myself.
My best friend found himself at the helm of a cutting-edge technology company. His business, Centratech, was going to disrupt the banking industry.
I was just getting hyped up about what was going on and what this company could be.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
Even some of the biggest celebrities jumped on board.
You really got DJ Khaled and Floyd Money Mayweather to endorse Centratech? Wow.
When something sounds too good to be true, chances are it is.
As just a regular person sitting on the outside, it's hard to tell what's fact and fiction.
I was like, this doesn't seem legitimate. Absolutely not.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
I had gone into this thinking, this is a pretty wacky caper, but that took this to a whole different level.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
You seem to have developed quite a track record of not paying people, not living up to contracts.
Fake pictures, fake degrees, stuff that's easy to prove is false.
I was just like every day on super high alert thinking they're coming for me.
This was not going to end well for them, and they didn't seem to understand that.
To learn the truth behind Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech, subscribe and listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. I wanted to let you know that all episodes of Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, are available exclusively on the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts and are 100% ad-free, so you can binge the entire season. So head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.